The Youth's Instructor, November 29, 1894. Words to the Young. As the light of the gospel shines amid the moral darkness of the world, sin appears in its true character and is seen as exceeding sinful. As Christ's righteousness is set forth, many souls are drawn to Him and respond to His love for them. They realize that it is the work of Christ to make reconciliation for the sins of the world. In all things it behooved Him to be made like unto His brethren, that He might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that He Himself hath suffered, being tempted, He is able to succor them that are tempted. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. How is God reconciled to man? By the work and merit of Jesus Christ, who has removed every objection and put aside everything that would interpose between man and God's pardoning love. The law that man has transgressed is not changed to meet the sinner in his fallen condition, but is made manifest as the transcript of Jehovah's character, the exponent of His holy will, and is exalted and magnified in the life and character of Jesus Christ. Yet a way of salvation is provided, for the spotless Lamb of God is revealed as the one who taketh away the sin of the world. Jesus stands in the sinner's place and takes the guilt of the transgressor upon Himself. Looking upon the sinner's substitute and surety, the Lord Jehovah can be just and yet be the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. To him who accepts Christ as his righteousness, as his only hope, pardon is pronounced. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself. The justice, truth, and holiness of Christ, which are approved by the law of God, form a channel through which mercy may be communicated to the repenting, believing sinner. Those who do not believe in Christ are not reconciled to God, but those who have faith in Him are hid with Christ in God. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Through the imputed righteousness of Christ, the sinner may feel that he is pardoned and may know that the law no more condemns him, because he is in harmony with all its precepts. It is his privilege to count himself innocent when he reads and thinks of the retribution that will fall upon the unbelieving and sinful. By faith he lays hold of the righteousness of Christ and responds with love and gratitude for the great love of God in giving his only begotten Son, who died in order to bring to light life and immortality through the gospel. Knowing himself to be a sinner, a transgressor of the holy law of God, he looks to the perfect obedience of Christ, to his death upon Calvary for the sins of the world. And he has the assurance that he is justified by faith in the merit and sacrifice of Christ. He realizes that the law was obeyed in his behalf by the Son of God, and that the penalty of transgression cannot fall upon the believing sinner. The active obedience of Christ clothes the believing sinner with the righteousness that meets the demands of the law. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.